Church of Lexington. It is my joy to welcome you to worship on the third Sunday of Advent, and by tradition, it is the festival of the nine lessons and carols. We welcome all of you to this service today, especially those of you who are visiting with us, and we welcome those of you who listen to this service, the live broadcast on the 15th of December, on WLXN Radio, and the rebroadcast of this service on the 29th of December. The Nine Lessons and Carols is under the direction of Dr. James Bates. The chancel choristers are under the direction of Betty Jane Honeycutt. We welcome you to this season of joy and celebration, and to the Nine Lessons and Carols.
Let us pray. Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth, and all creatures great and small, we give all praise. We pray you bless our offerings to your greater glory and us to your service. O God, in this season of Advent, we celebrate your greatest gift to us, the birth of the true light of the world, Jesus Christ. Yet in the midst of our celebrations, the beautiful music, family gatherings, and the giving and receiving of gifts, we are mindful that there are those among us who are in despair, mourning the loss of loved ones, who are gallantly battling serious health issues, who are dealing with broken relationships, and who have lost hope. We pray, O God, that you love, heal, and comfort them, and speak to their hearts and restore their hope. We are mindful there are children in our community who are suffering. We pray that with your help, we may dedicate ourselves to the end that no child in this community, this state, this country, and indeed the world shall go without the basic necessities of life, that we not let them feel forsaken, not let the darkness take them, and lead them gently toward the light. We know, O God, there are people in this world who dwell in the darkness and sow the seeds of evil and hate. We ask that you guide, protect, and return whole to their loved ones, our brave men and women in uniform, whose mission is to protect us from the enemies of peace. We pray, O God, that with your blessing and guidance, we as a nation and the nations of the world may one day, in the words of the old gospel song, lay down our swords and shields down by the riverside, and we ain't going to study war no more. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.